Hey, thanks for checking out this Tuesday, March 18th edition of the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart, and coming up in a few minutes, Blender Magazine's Lizzie Goodman will have the latest ear candy for your iPod. But you know that last segment we just did all about green diapers and how to look for marketing of products? That's what we call in the news game, news you can use. You know, a little bit of information that might have meaning in your life and you can apply to your life. This time of year, you can find tons of news you can use, reporting, offering tax tips or spring cleaning ideas. But we here at the BPP, we know the news you can use this morning. How to cure a hangover. I mean, it is the morning after St. Patrick's Day, for goodness sake. And if you think we're making a stretch, check out a piece of evidence gathered by our producer at a bar near Times Square yesterday where people were, shall we say, in the spirit. We asked them how they plan to handle the morning after.
My cure for hangover is sleeping all day and Tylenol the night before.
Food, Gatorade, and Advil.
3 glasses of water. Plus ibuprofen, plus an egg sandwich.
Drink more beer.
My cure for a hangover is probably a bagel, some iced coffee, and some, I don't know, fresh air.
Sleep and Alka-Seltzer. Advil, Gatorade, and sleep.
A lot of water, a lot of aspirin, a good night's sleep, and hopefully my wife will take care of our daughter.
Those people had those answers very ready, I would have to say. And we actually found a Scottish gent in the street who told us how he gets over a hangover.
The best thing to do, well, according to ourselves, is probably more drink.
Okay. And of course, wherever we go, we always find loyal NPR listeners. Oh, we don't have the NPR listener who likes to celebrate either? We'll find that tape for you later. Yes, all those people also let us video them, and that's going to be on our blog at npr.org/Bryant Park. So let's hope some of those people are listening right now as we talk to Dr. Billy Goldberg, co-author of Why Do Men Have Nipples and Why Do Men Fall Asleep After Sex, both books of questions you'd probably ask your doctor after a drink or two. Hey, Dr. Goldberg.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. So first of all, let's just talk about what's going on with you physically when you have a hangover.
You know, it's interesting that the people who were responding from the bar in their drunken states were actually, they were kind of right on with their cures, because one of the worst things that happens is you get dehydrated, so that drinking of water is probably the best thing. Alcohol is a diuretic, so it changes your body's chemistry, and you lose actually water, even though you seem like you're drinking so much. That's probably why you're making so many trips to the bathroom.
The ones that you remember, anyway.
Absolutely.
Now, are there different types of alcohol which are more or less likely to cause a hangover?
You know, that's actually probably the most important thing. And the thing about hangovers is prevention really is the best thing you can do. But there's something called congeners, which are basically breakdown products during fermentation, a byproduct of fermentation. And that's what makes certain alcohols cause worse hangovers. And it's basically the darker alcohols that have more of these congeners, so your bourbon and your whiskey and actually red wine also. So clear alcohols, gin and vodka, have less of those congeners, and it's those products that cause a worse hangover.
What about carbonation if you're mixing some rum with your cola?
Well, you know, there's that old saying, which we talked about in our books, is, and I can never remember what it is, beer before liquor, never sicker, or liquor before beer in the clear. People think that the carbonation increases the absorption of alcohol. You know, that's never really been shown to be necessarily true, but it's one of those ideas that's out there.
All right. Well, we posted this question on our blog, and as we found out, NPR listeners, you know, sometimes they do like to take a drink or two. Take a listen to this.
NPR, my favorite.
National Public Radio is the best station ever. I only listen to that for my news. That's it.
What do you like to listen to when you're drinking?
Well, I'm drunk right now, so I can't think of it right now, but the Prairie Home Companion, everything. Love it.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.
Some of our classy listeners there, Doctor.
I love it.
Well, they made it to our blog. Jane says her cure is, quote, dry toast, 2 pickles, and Pellegrino. Is there anything in that combination which makes medical sense?
You know, the Pellegrino sounds like a great choice. Again, rehydration is probably the best thing. If food helps a little bit, I mean, the thing you want to do is, you know, people talk about sleeping all day, and I would love to do that. Alcohol disrupts your sleep also. It disrupts your REM sleep. That's that rapid eye movement portion of sleep where you dream, and also your deep sleep. So, you know, sleeping and eating and drinking are good.
Stuart also wrote in, he says, quote, eating something before going to bed is good advice, but here the dodgy kebab or street meat hot dog eaten at 2 a.m. Now, does that make sense? Does eating before or after, which one is better for you? Should you just go to bed on the empty stomach?
I just want to talk about the dodgy kebab. I love that. No, actually, both are probably good. So it definitely, you know, if there's food in your stomach, it allows, you know, kind of decreases some of the absorption of alcohol.
Does it make a difference, the kind of food? Because people here, I've heard repeatedly, I eat cheese, I eat bacon, I eat egg, something really greasy.
Well, you know, there is some evidence that greasy food might help a little bit. You know, it's funny. There's not an enormous amount of studies out there. There was actually a review in the British Medical Journal. That's probably the same people who talk about the dodgy kebab, where they looked at studies of hangover cures. And there is some information, but a lot of it is anecdotal stuff. But there's some, you know, some evidence that maybe greasy food might be a little bit better.
We're talking with Dr. Billy Goldberg, co-author of Why Do Men Have Nipples and Why Do Men Fall Asleep After Sex. He's giving us some medical opinions about hangovers and some of the anecdotal treatments that people have come up with. Here's one from Charlie. He wrote this on our blog. When I was in Tokyo, someone suggested I drink a bottle of Pocari Sweat before I go to sleep to avoid a hangover. It worked. I haven't had a hangover since then. Now, before everybody gets all really grossed out, Pocari Sweat is not what it sounds like. It's more like Gatorade. It is sugar and electrolytes. Is that going to help him out?
I thought there was some guy named Bakari who sweats into a bottle and
yeah.
He just basically drink his, you know, his sweat. Yeah, that definitely can help. Like, same, it's the same idea. You know, unfortunately, you get a little repetitive about this. It's basically sleep, drink a lot of fluids. People mention Tylenol or Advil or aspirin. The Advil and the aspirin probably are a little better because they're anti-inflammatories. And there is some association with problems in Tylenol can cause problems with the liver, and really in high overdose amounts, not just in you know, small amounts when you're drinking. But so you take the Advil or the aspirin with the food and the water or Gatorade, and you'll be a little better in the morning.
Now, I'm not advocating this, but a personal trainer once told me he swears by a B12 shot or some sort of B12 will put you back on your feet.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Those are the things that are studied. They've studied B12. They've studied B6. They've studied some weird stuff, this alpha-linoleic acid from a yeast, and they've studied artichoke extract. And none of it is really shown to be, you know, all that important or really all that successful.
And the good old-fashioned one you hear, hair of the dog that bit you?
That doesn't work either. Hey, you know what's a great thing I came across? Do you know what the formal name for a hangover is?
What is it?
It's visalgia.
Oh.
It's from this is the best part of it for me.
Okay.
The alga part is just a suffix for pain. But I guess the first part of it is from a Norwegian word for uneasiness following debauchery.
That is the best thing I've heard all day.
Yeah, I love that one.
Visalgia. All right. I think there's somebody here suffering from a little visalgia today. Sounds a little bit more glamorous than a hangover. Hey, Dr. Billy, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Anytime.